Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Food Fight Radio. Guys, I know there's a lot of very manly men out there. We're going to do a segment on cooking the perfect juicy steak. The best steak you've ever had that you're capable of making. If you really want a super awesome steak, go to a steak restaurant. But you know what? If you really want to make a really fantastic steak at home, we're going to tell you how. Also, later this hour, we're going to be doing a review of a wonderful restaurant in our own community of La Jolla. And let's jump right into the meat. We're going to jump into a big pile of meat.
Now, right, if you have your own steak ideas and own ways to cook steak, or you want to chime right in, go ahead, call us here at KCBQ 1-888-344-1170 if you have any comments about what we're talking about.
Yeah, you can share your wonderful secrets and we can just steal them from you. Let me tell you something that you may not know. At home, you're probably thinking, okay, you know, I don't have to listen to this because I already know how to make the perfect juicy steak. No, you don't. And can you really afford to go the rest of your life without knowing a few more tidbits? Maybe there's something you didn't know that will improve the quality of the steak you make for yourself from today through the rest of your life, which could be 40, 50, 60, 70 years of bad steak if you don't listen to this segment. So if I were you, I'd really listen to this segment, definitely. Those guys behind the meat counter at the local supermarket, they're you know, giving you brisket, they're giving you pieces of stuff, they're giving you your T-bones and porterhouses. They are not butchers. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics calls these people meat cutters. They're not butchers. They're in charge of trimming and packaging proteins for retail sale. Sounds horrible, doesn't it?
Yes.
Here's your protein. Go ingest it so you won't die. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a professional meat cutter. It's a job. But a butcher can offer you so much more than the guy behind the meat counter ever could. Find a butcher. Get a butcher. Learn his first name. Call him, buy it. A good butcher can inform you of where the meat comes from, how it was raised, and the best way to cook it. That is a very valuable family friend. And on Christmas, slip the guy a nice card with a tip in it. Because he will, from that moment on, make sure you get the best steak. No matter what kind of steak you're picking out, he'll make sure you get the best one. Find a market where, let's face it, you're not going to be eating red meat every day. So therefore, make it good. Your wife is telling you, honey, you eat too much red meat. You're going to be sick. You're not going to live that long. I want you to live a long time, so here's your vegan protein powder. And forget the steak, and this is the rest of your life from now on. You look down, oh, you know, where's the beef? And you can have red meat. Just make sure it's good, high-quality red meat, and just don't eat it every day.
Like my mom said, the cheap stuff will kill you. She was talking about booze, but really every other thing also. The cheap stuff just will hurt you, and the good stuff
really had quality control. You know it's going to be good if you make it yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Go to a butcher, you know, they take care of their meat, they get good product.
Todd Family Moonshine. It's awesome. Marinades, what do you think I'm drinking?
Tenderizing the meat, breaking it down.
We don't drink alcohol on this show.
While we're on the air. We don't drink.
But it's fabulous in cooking. We're cooks, people. We're not priests or rabbis. Actually, I think they probably drink more. there are professions where, you know,
we're not doctors.
We're not going into surgery. And who knows what this stuff is in my mug. That's not coffee. And this is not water. That's why do you think I'm so cheerful in the morning? This is not water. I'm not going to tell you what that is. I'll get in trouble for that sort of thing. But make friends with a good butcher. In a good store for meat, Iowa Meat Farm's one of my favorite. Cecil's Meats. They're not paying me for this endorsement, guys. I've been going to these places for decades. And the reason I go is because the butchers are knowledgeable. They always give you the best piece. And the meat is aged. And this is a big, big part of making the best possible perfect steak. And that is using aged meat. There are restaurants who do wet aged. There are restaurants who do dry aged. You can get 30 day, 45, 65 day. The best steakhouses in the world always use primarily dry aged meat, aged anywhere from a month to 2 months. It is in a wind circulated, controlled humidity, controlled temperature room that's like hermetically sealed. You got to wear a hazmat suit to be going into these rooms to pick out the meat for the customers. Anything more than medium rare is overcooked with this stuff. A regular piece of meat, sure, fine, cook it. You're probably cooking off something that's probably bad for you anyway if it comes from a regular type of cow. But with dry aged meat, it always comes from high quality grass fed, non-manipulated, non-messed with, non-genetically modified cows.
Yeah.
So the meat's perfect. And then you age it to perfection. So you don't really need to cook it much.
No.
In fact, I always like my steak bloody rare.
Me, I like mine a little more medium rare, but I definitely like that nice core.
It has to be
red
pink
and
in the
pink.
Middle. Of course, the difference between a medium rare and a rare being that a rare has a cold pink center.
Yes.
Meaning the very middle of that steak is, in fact, not cooked.
Yeah, it's raw.
And the medium rare has a warm pink center. It still looks the same, but it's warm. So it's getting to the point where the very center of the steak is starting to kind of sort of be cooked a little bit. But they're very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rare and medium rare, very similar. And anyone who orders their steak more than medium, you're doing it wrong, in my opinion. You will cook the flavor of the meat right out of it.
Yeah. And people who do well done might as well eat shoe leather. I mean, I just don't understand well done steaks.
And I've actually done that. I do have a couple of people in my family, sister-in-law, that likes, you know, she likes different food than me.
Yeah,
she, you know, I'm not going to really make fun of her food choices, but certain people in the family, also maybe brother-in-law, that like their meat, you know, cooked, like actually cooked. Well, I like my steak cooked. Well, how can you call someone out for really wanting their steak cooked?
Yeah.
But if you're honestly, this is a man who will order a steak at an all seafood restaurant. That is how much the man loves his red meat. So, of course, what
that's
I do...
That's pretty admirable.
What do I do on special occasions? I make red meat, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know what you like and you stick with it.
Make everyone happy. Also,
monogamy.
Yeah. Yeah. But also likes the meat cooked, which I'm against. It's thoroughly cooked. With dry-aged steak, it's aged in, you know, a way that enzymatically, it's basically cooked. Over the time that this meat is aging, it basically cooks itself from the inside out. With the enzymatic process of what's going on in the meat during this aging. And my favorite cut is a full cut filet mignon. I will always get this at a nice steak restaurant, always, all the time, rare. Seared on the outside, and you've got that char. The nice thing about these restaurants, the steak restaurants, is that they do have the special ovens that give it the char. And that's what you really want. Bring your meat to room temperature. Salt it. Pepper it. Oil it. Let it sit at room temperature for a while. And with the dry aged, there's never any need to marinate at all. All you do is you get your grill really, really hot, really hot. And then you sear it. Just sear it. Minute and a half each side. If it's a full cut filet mignon, it's going to look like a softball.
Yeah.
So you just have to flip it around a little bit, kind of like you're grilling a dice. Because you got to get all this. It's got six sides. It doesn't have two sides.
Yeah,
you got to
exactly.
make sure you get all the different
all the sides.
Yeah, dodecahedron, multi-sided Dungeons and Dragons sort of dice that you got to flip it around and get all the sides. And then you let it rest. You cook it. You take it away. You let it sit. You let it sit for a few minutes. The reason you want to do that is because the juices go back to the outside. When it hits the grill, the juices shrink toward the middle. When you take it off the grill, the juices come back out toward the surface, and that is where you want to let it rest for a couple of minutes, and then you just carve into it with a nice, big, sharp, super manly steak knife. And if you don't have a super manly steak knife, go buy one right now.
Right now.
You don't even have to listen to the rest of the show. It is that important that you have a super awesome, big, hefty, sharpened to a razor point manly steak knife to really just slice through that meat. It's part of the primal experience. We're going to be getting more into the Super Manly show, pre Super Bowl countdown show here on Food Fight Radio. Everything is manly, I think, from here on out for this episode. What we're going to be talking about next is the Whisk and Ladle Restaurant, and further on in the show, manly foods to make you even more manly.
Coming up
on Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams from which it's born. Spend a little time in their design showroom and production facility in the Fashion Valley Mall. Learn about their risk-free custom work. See why personal service and the highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Mall for jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. Thanks for sticking around with us here on Sunday on Food Fight Radio. The weather is horrible outside anyway. It looks like it might rain. Therefore, don't go anywhere. Just continue to listen, because the second you walk out the door, it's going to rain on you. Now we're going to be covering a review of a local La Jolla restaurant called Whisk and Ladle. It is a fantastic restaurant with a glorious menu and possibly the best outdoor seating I think I've probably ever seen in La Jolla. And every time, you know, by the way, folks, every time I go to La Jolla, I get a ticket. Either a meter maid gets me or a cop gets me. And I think being a police officer is a noble profession, but honestly, don't you have anything better to do than drive around to people? You know people are there to spend money. You know they're there to help the community, whether they live here or not. They're going to be parked outside a place that costs a lot of money to go to, right? So why drive around and get them? Honestly, if you don't have your wheels crimped just a little bit, you know, it's not crimped enough on a slight incline, where's your car going to go? Honestly, where's it going to go? But if you don't turn your tire, 27 degrees, they're going to give you a ticket for that. Or something else. They're giving maybe, you know, parking in a 2-hour zone. I can't finish lunch in 2 hours. I don't know about you. It takes me a half hour just to get through the menu. They would not put up with that garbage in Europe. They have like 5-hour lunches there. They would not get away with that nonsense. Those police officers that ticket you for, you know, having like a 2-hour and 45 minute thing in a 2-hour zone, they would probably be lynched in Europe, because everyone is still hanging around drinking wine, you know, before they go back to work.
Well, usually the cops are there in Europe also having lunch with you. So that's why you won't get a ticket in Europe.
And honestly, is it really illegal to bite your thumb at a police officer? Because I don't think that one should be able to issue a ticket for that. Are Shakespearean?
I do not bite my thumb at you.
Honestly, yeah. Are Shakespearean insults illegal now? They're all made up. Really, yeah. Police in La Jolla just really need to lighten up. And the meter maids, they should go somewhere else.
They should.
Really. Drive around and harass people for feeding the birds near the beach. Because then they start flocking and then they poo on everyone's car.
Exactly.
That's actually
a public service.
That's actually a public service. That's worth taxpayer dollars. Giving us tickets for taking our money and giving it to a business in our own community, or a tourist coming in and bringing in their money from out of town into our community, this should be celebrated and encouraged, not punished. Okay? Just everyone out there. As far as I'm concerned, whisk and ladle is my main reason for heading into La Jolla and probably why I would risk irritating a police officer and a meter maid on the same day.
Getting another ticket.
Really? Okay. Biting your thumb is not ticket worthy. It's just not. The atmosphere at Whisk and Ladle, it's on Wall Street in La Jolla, probably the best example of laid-back, classy, casual dining maybe in the entire city. The covered patio is just gorgeous and airy, yet comfortable and cozy, read romantic. They have these great storm curtains, and I've been there for lunch during a storm, and it was probably, I think, one of the best afternoons I've ever spent. With the wind and everything and the storming and the raining, you're safe inside. There are heaters. The storm curtains are thick, and the tables are right up against these curtains. So it's basically like having a cozy, romantic lunch in the middle of a storm without getting rained on. It's awesome. Of course, storm season's over. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous patio. Ryan Johnston and Arturo Castle started this small idea, and which turned into a grand idea that works well and kept on growing, and it now includes Prep Kitchen, that has 3 successful San Diego locations, and their following is well-deserved. It is no wonder that when people visit San Diego on vacation, even with all the restaurants in town, I think there's about 20,000 of them, sometimes people dine at Whisk and Ladle every day just to try out more things on their menu because everything on the menu looks really, really tasty. We started with their winter soup with walnut oil. It was clean and full of fresh local farm vegetables. They serve lemon cucumber water for the table, which I think should just become a staple pretty much for all restaurants now. The cucumber just cleans your palate. The lemon, very refreshing. It's not plain, simple water. It's a peeve of mine, actually, when you go to a nice restaurant with a popular chef and a great imaginative menu, and then the waiter describes all the specials in hoity-toity detail and talks about the cheese sommelier and blah, 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 and then they bring you a glass of tepid tap water. Which is horrifying. It's not so bad here. Generally, they don't do that here. But in New York, for example, they give you tap water. And that's New York tap water. You know, and I don't think it's any secret. I am not a huge fan of New York. I am a Californian. I am a San Diegan Californian. I've been here for decades. I love it. I will never leave. I will probably retire and grow old and wrinkly here. I will never move to New York. And it's not anything in particular that's wrong with everyone there. It's congested.
It is so congested. I went there for my honeymoon for a couple of days, and it was like being at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, walking around with all those buildings around you.
Because you feel trapped and you can't get out.
Yeah, I was not comfortable one second there. I just felt
not relaxing.
Like I needed to get out. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know where you New Yorkers go on vacation?
Well.
Here. Yeah.
Here.
Okay, so New Yorkers go on vacation, come here. Go to Whisk and Ladle. In La Jolla, the diver scallops with bacon and vermouth cream, briny, sweet, kind of a mischievous flavor. The red wine braised short ribs had a sauce so fantastic we had to sop it all up with extra bread. They have bread and sea bread. And the sweetbreads, these are not breads. Sweetbreads are not breads, my friends, which I get whenever I can. Probably the best I've ever tried. Creamy, meaty, buttery. Served with maple glaze over lentils and these great little baby Brussels sprouts in a seriously cohesive, awesome campfire baked beans goes to town kind of way. And for anyone out there who does not know what sweetbreads are, it could be any number of organ meats typically, but the sweetbreads that they have at Whisk and Ladle is actually the organ at the base of the brain in the neck. It's connected to the brain. if you look at the meat product, the sweetbread, it kind of looks like a brain. It's an organ that's attached to the brain. It works with the brain, and it is very delicious when you cook it up right. And it's like a lot of other, I think, organ meats that people just don't appreciate. Think of, like, you know, originally duck liver probably was discarded. This was originally discarded. And, you know, if they're cooked up properly, they're really fantastic. And you don't have to be an oddball experimental Epicurean to really enjoy and love these things. Firstly, they come breaded and fried. So
makes everything good.
It makes everything good. You can try out stuff that you've never tried before that would normally scare you and try it, and it's going to be very tasty. Sometimes you have a great dinner someplace and then the desserts are predictable. You know, like the main course is wonderful, but then with desserts, they're just sort of kind of going through the motions. Like everyone's got a tiramisu. I am tired of hearing about people's tiramisu. Those thousands of Italian restaurants downtown, they all have tiramisu. Oh, our house-made tiramisu is wonderful. You know what? I don't care. I don't care if it takes them 14 hours to make their tiramisu. I'm sick and tired of tiramisu. I don't want it because it all tastes the same. Tiramisu from one place is going to taste a lot like tiramisu from another place. Tired of it? There's a billion different ways to make desserts. Italians should get on the wagon.
Exactly. It's coffee, cream cake. I'm a big fan of tiramisu, but I'm a big fan of coffee.
Okay, well, do you want it every time you want dessert?
No, then it'd be like eating bacon.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. Tiramisu has been played out. They have the tiramisu, they have a chocolate cake of some sort. Sometimes they have a traditionally flavored, normal vanilla-flavored creme brulee. The desserts at Whisk and Ladle are probably some of the most creative I've ever seen. They have a key lime pavlova that's more key lime volcano with huckleberry magma and persimmon lava bombs. Fantastic, fruity, fresh, tropical dish that's also satisfying because it's got the key lime and it's got this great baked meringue thing on the top. I'm telling you, it's a key lime volcano with persimmon llama bombs and huckleberry magma. It's hard to describe, actually. It's very wonderful. We also had a Gianduja Tartufo, which is an Italian word for truffle. It's normally a bomb style dessert. Normally one thing inside another thing that's usually chocolate coated.
Yeah, kind of like a big bomba.
Like a big bomba. Like a woman is walking down the street who has a big bomba. This one is anything but typical. It's a mousse and a gelato together. It's a Gianduja mousse and a white chocolate gelato together under a velvety fudge shell. It's not a hard fudge shell. It's kind of soft with candied toffee nuts and a really sinful white chocolate sauce. Not airy, not frothy, a thick, syrupy, gooey, awesome, not overly sweet white chocolate sauce all over the top. I haven't been that full since Marcus bet me that I couldn't eat 3 pounds of foie gras that time. Our waiter was attentive, sweet, knowledgeable. Jared, I believe his name was. All the staff is fantastic. They're happy. They're smiley. Exactly what makes Southern California not just the best place to live, but also the best place to dine. You should book a table soon before they change the menu because they use local farm fresh seasonal stuff and it's fabulous. Tell them Claire from Food Fight said hi. Now, you probably won't be dining at Whisk and Ladle every day, but on the other days, you can still get fresh hot dinners made with local farm produce that really makes all the difference in taste. And that's why Dine In Tonight is growing so quickly. You heard their commercials over the break. It's because people are really starting to get it, and they're starting to shun fast food and starting to shun those grocery store pre-made meals and overpriced, calorie-laden, mass-produced stuff full of chemical preservatives. Dine In Tonight takes fresh food from local sources and makes unique meals every single day and delivers them hot right to your door. Check out their website at www.dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com. Or call 888-64-MEALS. To sign up, you'll get a full week of fresh gourmet dinners for free when you use the promo code KCBQ. Now, I know that Marcus is really passionate about a good cause. And what do you think about Dine In Tonight's pledge to help San Diego Rescue Mission?
This is really great. Really exciting of them. So what they pledge to do is you can donate your free week of meals to the mission to help feed the homeless. And what they're doing is they're taking these meals, making them, taking all of them at once and bring them down there and just giving all the homeless a really nice big meal. And again, you can give them your free week And that way you're getting these wonderful deal with Dine In Tonight. Plus you're feeding someone else who would not have that food. And that's just a great opportunity all around.
So you're getting a fantastic price on gourmet, freshly cooked, varietal food. Mm-hmm. Food that is equivalently tasty as some of the best multi-ethnic stores, restaurants in town. Authentic Indian, authentic Italian, authentic French, authentic American comfort food. They even have a couple of authentic Mexican dishes and Asian dishes and some Thai. They do fantastic curry. It's interesting stuff. It's like eating at a different restaurant every night, except without the bulging waste. Because Dine In Tonight doesn't use any chemicals, preservatives, fillers, stabilizers, color enhancers, nothing. You ever sit in a restaurant and wonder how they fit 1,400 calories in a sandwich? It's questionable. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about manly foods to make you more manly. Marcus, where's that gorilla sound I love so much? That's fantastic. I really like that. It actually makes me respect you more.
Wow.
Intellectually.
Well, that's, you know, that's what I need to do.
When we come back, more manly foods on Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Back to Food Fight Radio, folks, and without any further delay, talking about how wonderful we are providing information for manly men who love manly foods, we now have a segment, Manly Foods to Make You Even More Manly. Men, I know what you're thinking, and yeah, this is that kind of a segment. Forget oysters. Forget powdered rhino horn. Oysters, disgusting. Pleh. Improving your romantic life is a lot simpler than tracking down esoteric, disgusting, not to mention mostly unproven aphrodisiacs. In fact, you're probably eating many of the vitamins and nutrients that support a robust romantic life right now, just not in sufficient quantities. And get a pen and paper, because I'm going to tell you what you need to eat and do throughout the day to have a really wonderful evening. Do's and don'ts. Definitely do. Eat a well-balanced breakfast. Your breakfast should have protein and fiber in it. Some yogurt, some berries, some peanut butter on toast. It takes longer to digest these type of foods, so you'll have steady energy all morning. That will prevent you from making unhealthy food choices later, and having more energy means you won't be in a grumpy mood when you get from home from work, and who knows where that might lead. Don't load up on carbs. If you eat too many carbs, like a bagel with cream cheese, your blood sugar will spike and then plummet, and then you'll be sluggish, and you won't be in the mood for anything except a nap. Do drink plenty of liquids. Keep hydrated. You'll be more mentally alert and more physically alert all day, and that will keep help you kind of go the extra round in the evening time. Drink some more water when first thing in the morning when you first get out of bed. It's the most dehydrated time of way, and it kind of gets your metabolism rolling. It's also just good for everyone to do that pretty much every day, all the time, men and women equally. Mm-hmm. Second you wake up, down a bunch of water.
It helps you get rid of all the stuff you need to get rid of early in the morning.
Exactly. And we're not going to talk about that kind of stuff on this show, are we?
I apologize. No,
Marcus, I'm done. Shame on you. Don't overdo the lattes. And that was me slapping him. Sure, coffee and tea in the morning gets your engine going, helps you focus. But drinking a lot of caffeine, energy drinks, iced tea, coffee, cola all day long will leave you jittery. And you're not going to be in the mood for being rested or relaxing or being romantic. Too much caffeine is a central nervous stimulant and not the good kind. Do flavor all of your vegetables with olive oil. Very good extra boost there of healthy fats. And munch on some nuts during the day. Healthy fats are necessary to produce the hormones, testosterone, and estrogen. If you adhere to a very low-fat diet, you will not have adequate levels of these hormones, both of which are important for women. And your desire will, of course, inherently and in turn, suffer. Eat the healthy fats, a reasonable amount of the healthy fats, the kind found in olive oil, fatty fish, and walnuts. Eat those on a regular basis. Stay lean. I am not talking about being slim. Being slim has absolutely nothing to do with it. I've always said nobody wants to get with a stick. I am actually talking about lean protein. Do eat lean protein, chicken, fish, and lean cuts of red meat. The tasty, delicious ones we were just talking about in the prior segment. Now you know how to cook your steak. Go out and get a nice piece of filet mignon. It's a tenderloin. People don't know this, but it is the leanest piece of meat out there. And it's better for you than chicken.
100%.
100%. Yeah. And if you don't have enough protein in your diet, your brain's level of dopamine, the neurotransmitter associated with feelings of happiness and romance, makes you feel like you're in love with your partner, that drops. So all those women out there on a low-calorie diet, you're not getting enough protein. The reason you're not happy in your relationship right now is because your brain isn't making enough dopamine. Get some more protein in your diet. It will make you happier. It will increase your feelings of happiness. It will increase your feelings of love. This is a cause and effect created by your brain. Okay, you can trick your brain, obviously, into making you think that you're in love with someone that you're not just by eating healthy and being in a good mood most of the time. Kind of makes you get along also a little bit more with your co-host.
Yes.
Which is good. Instead of your co-host irritating the heck out of you.
You would know nothing about that.
It makes you feel like you're friends with your co-host just because, you know, you had some nice protein-filled oatmeal for breakfast. Makes you happy with your co-host who otherwise you would just kind of punch. And moving on, enjoying a glass of wine with dinner, a little cocktail or a glass of wine at night will definitely get you in the mood more than almost anything else. But don't drink more than one or two glasses because, let's face it, you know the answer to this one is you're going to be completely useless. Also true for women because anything more than a couple of drinks. And what do? We fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of drinks, we pass right out. So if you ever need to relax and get some sleep, have a couple of drinks because you are going to pass out. Also, anyone out there, some studies indicate a link between excessive alcohol consumption and breast cancer. If that doesn't get you to limit yourself to one glass of wine, I don't know what will. You want to live forever? Don't OD on anything. Have a little bit of everything in moderation. Do dark chocolate. Everyone's happy to hear that one, right?
Yes.
Dark chocolate. It makes you feel happy. It actually, for real, makes you feel happy. A few squares of dark chocolate is the perfect segue to whatever else you might have in mind for that evening. And the boost stays for about 90 minutes. So you want to keep a bar of high-quality chocolate around and have, you know, a couple squares during the day. It's got to be actual dark chocolate, and a truffle does not count.
No, no. You want real chocolate with very few ingredients besides the chocolate and enough sugar to make it palatable. You don't want the creamy, buttery, soy, lechen-filled food coloring. No, no. That's just a cheat.
Stay out of the drugstore.
Yeah.
You're not going to find any good, high-quality chocolate, really, generally, at the drugstore. You need to get a nice, heavy, big, flat bar of dark chocolate, at least 70% cocoa. It's still delicious. The dark chocolate's fantastic. I actually prefer it over the milk chocolate stuff. A lot of women will agree with me, but going to Godiva and getting a bunch of truffles, that doesn't count. And the reason it doesn't count is because the dark chocolate's only on the outside. That's a little teeny tiny little bit of chocolate there. And then the inside is a light colored, super gooey thing full of lard and butter fat and cocoa fat and all kinds of sugar and flavoring and stuff. That's not good for you. You know that's not good for you. Yeah. Don't say I'm going to boost my romantic life and make myself healthier and increase my brain's levels of dopamine and really love you more, honey, if I go to Godiva and eat these 9 truffles that come in the holiday gift box. It's after Christmas. They're on sale right now for 50%. Don't do that. Go get a bar of real dark chocolate and have some. And guys, if she's happy, you're happy.
Yes.
Right?
Always please your partner. It makes your life so much better.
Happy
and
happy life.
Exactly.
That's how it goes. So, you know, women out there, I'm telling your man to do whatever necessary to please you and keep you happy 100% of the time. What could possibly be wrong with that, right? Everyone should just focus on making their partners in life a little bit happier.
That's true.
And that's, you know, a big part of that is making yourself happier.
Yeah.
So whatever you need to do, increase your levels of dopamine, chemically, artificially, by downing some chocolate. What, that's a horrible thing? It's really hard. It's a chore to get out of bed in the morning and eat some chocolate. That's like the best punishment like ever.
Guys, also eat your veggies and some fruits. Get that fiber in there. There's a saying my doctor always tells me is whatever's good for your blood is good for your
circulation.
Your circulation. So a lot of iron, a lot of B vitamins, and a lot of good veggies will help with that.
Yeah, you remember the last Sunday show we were talking about watermelon rind, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The watermelon rind, the green part, the kind no one wants, the kind that's left over when your kids are done eating all the watermelon, that's what's left. You eat it. Pick it up. Eat the rind. Eat the green stuff. It increases circulation, too. Also, don't have a big meal before bed. That's kind of a no-brainer, right? Typically, a large meal increases blood flow to your stomach, which is the opposite direction of really where you want that to go. A grumbling stomach isn't romantic either, so don't starve yourself. Just have a nice, normal, healthy dinner. Have a couple of pieces of dark chocolate. Feed the dark chocolate to your wife. Honestly, it's probably the most romantic thing you've done all day, right? And that's pretty much all the romantic advice that I, as a woman, have to give you as a man. I mean, why would you listen to a female?
Yeah,
why would you listen to a woman? Speaking from the perspective of every woman out there, this is what we want you men to do to make us happier, so that when we're happier, you can be happier, and we can all be happier together.
Everybody say that works. You take care of them. You take care of yourself so they can take care of themselves and take care of you. Just a big, happy mess. It's wonderful.
And Marcus really knows what he's talking about. His wonderful wife listening right now is very, very happy with Marcus. And the proof is that they recently had a baby. So yeah. obviously things are going, you know, very well. The baby little boy is super adorable. So, I mean, clearly their genes work well together.
I'm very pleased.
This is what I was getting to, is that the baby is so much cuter than you are, Marcus. Really,
thank God.
Honestly.
Thank
it's
God.
Just got this adorable little face, and it's really ridiculous. But that is a chick subject. That's a girl subject. We're probably not going to be talking about cute little babies too much on this show. I know how much you men hate that. Next time, we're going to be talking about monster trucks. Not really. When we come back from the break here on Food Fight, we're going to be talking about my favorite melons, a segment on seasonal fruits.
Men
Food
show.
Fight Radio. Men show.
Thank you. When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through 8th grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy. Personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce? Roasted red snapper? Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. Hopefully, all of the very manly men, and you know who you are, continue to tune in. Now we're going to be talking about a super manly subject, my favorite melons. It's not really manly at all, is it, Marcus? It's a segment on seasonal fruits. Well, I guess it's manly, depending on the way you look at it.
Exactly.
Seasonal fruits, those pretty little powerhouses of flavor. It's getting to be that time of year when your options for local seasonal fruits are either apples or apples. Citrus growers haven't really gotten a tasty crop yet, and 90% of what's in your grocery store has been shipped in from far, far away, devoid of any taste or nutrition. But unless you're branching out to specialty grocery stores, you could be missing out on some of the most nutritious, tasty, most unique fruits grown in the U.S. or anywhere else that are available this time of year. Certain tropical and citrus fruits, not necessarily melons, I just call the segment that, places that are growing local produce like Florida and Hawaii, they have the highest levels of heart-healthy antioxidants of any fruit. So instead of getting the grown far away out-of-season hothouse stuff in the grocery store, go to ethnic markets, Asian markets, Latino markets, anywhere you find that gets some of the more seasonal stuff, because you will be getting the healthiest and tastiest things that they're growing in season. Kumquats. It sounds funny, right? Kumquats.
It does.
Kumquats. Forget pomegranates. Talk about a food being overused. Forget bacon. It's pomegranates and acai. I love superfruits as much as the next person, but come on. These things aren't going to make you lose weight or get smarter or live forever any more than getting a coffee enema. Yes, that's a real thing.
That's
an actual
real thing.
Real thing.
What?
Yeah, I read about it online. Therefore, it's true.
Therefore, it must be true.
Start buying kumquats, the tiny little olive-sized citrus fruits. They look like miniature oranges. They're full of disease-fighting oxidants, which are contained in their sweet edible skin. Really the best part. The inside is kind of really tart and a little bit bitter, so they're good for garnishing drinks and roasting, which to make them sweeter. But stick to the skin, really. It's a healthy dose of potassium and vitamins A and C. California and Florida have the most domestic crop, and the most commonly found variety peaks between November and March, which is now.
No.
These things are super versatile. You can slice them up and put them in a salad, or instead of hassling with normal orange zest to enhance citrus flavor in something, recipe calls for that, use the zest of kumquats. It gives a more refined, complex flavor.
And they're easier to bite through. The rind itself is easier to chew than an orange rind, so even the zest itself is softer and still really good.
All you have to do is pick out the seeds. The seeds are full-sized, orange-sized seeds. It's ridiculous. It's teeny tiny orange. Uh-huh. Really, basically, it's a miniature fruit. But the seeds are not miniature.
No, they're huge. They're
regular-sized.
Sometimes there'll be no meat inside a kumquat. It'll just be like three or four seeds.
Yeah, and they're gigantic, like a giant grapefruit seed. That's the size of the seeds in these. It looks the same.
Yeah.
It looks like grapefruit seeds are growing inside your kumquat. It's ridiculous. But the inside flesh is not the best part anyway. Really, what you want is the skin. Diced kumquats and avocado make a great salsa. Throw that together with some red onion, some cilantro, and lime. At the market, look for fruits that are bright orange. The green ones are not ripe. Store them at room temperature for 2 or 3 days or in the refrigerator for up to 2 weeks. Star fruit is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's an exotic fruit. It's generally higher in vitamin C, potassium, lower in calories than normal domestic fruits. They're great for your heart, and they're pretty.
They're really pretty.
Really pretty. Very, very pretty. Manly show. Very manly. Pretty.
Good for your
pretty,
heart.
Super
good
pretty
for your,
star fruits.
Good for your blood.
Exactly. Good for your... You see, I always know what you're talking about when you say blood, right? Or circulation. I know what you're talking about. The listeners at home don't, but I know what you're talking about. Look for shiny, firm, even-colored yellow fruit. Handle with care. They bruise easily, and let the fruits ripen at room temperature for a few days until light brown ribs form on the side of the shiny yellow parts. They start to smell very full and fruity, and then you can refrigerate them for up to a week. Refrigerating them also makes them sweeter. Aim for deep yellow skin with browning on the edges. That's when they're at their sweetest. Quinces, you have a little quince.
Yeah, yeah, in Argentina, quinces, it's a rite of passage. The young men go to the ocean, the beach. They'll take a bite of the quince, throw it in the water. Now, they'll all run and try and grab it. And the first one to grab it takes a bite out of it. He's going to have a good year. And then he throws it as far as he can. And they keep on doing this, running in the water, in the salt water. And the brine actually blossoms the flavor. But they chase it all around on the beach, in the water, fighting each other to take a bite out of it to see who's going to have the most prosperous year.
Or you can get them in a store. And again, like any good exotic fruit, these come from Argentina. The quince season is pretty short, but to find them, go to Latino, Asian, and Middle Eastern markets, specialty growers, local farmers markets. They really taste best when they're cooked.
Yes.
So add them to long cooked savory dishes like stews or roasts, and put them in any dish that calls for cooked apples or pears. The flavor is incredibly tasty, exotic, yet very addictive. Plus, they have a wonderful color.
And again, you want to cook it before you eat it, just for the taste alone. If you take a bite of a raw one,
it's gonna
you're
going to
pucker.
Yeah, it's no good.
It's gonna be, yeah.
It's good as an ingredient in a recipe. It's a good ingredient in a stew or a roast. Stick it in the oven next to a duck or a goose or even a chicken. You know, just shove it in there with some stuffing. Have it cook. Have it soak up the juices from the bird that you're cooking. And they're very delicious, very tasty. One of my favorite jams is a quince jam. It's got a really cool, pretty pink color. Men, it's got a pretty pink color. and rambutans, you know, like lychees, longans, rambutans. They all pretty much look the same. They kind of look like hairy chestnuts. You know, they're just really cool looking. They generally come packaged in jars and cans, and people usually put them in lychee martinis, which is a waste of the fruit. They're fabulous with a gelato, a coconut ice cream, or just about anything else. Grilled bananas.
Grilled bananas.
Another awesome use
them to make lemonade.
Bananas.
I love that. Lychee lemonade.
They're extremely delicious. Rambutans are also known as hairy lychees or hula berries.
Hula berries. I like that better than hairy lychees.
They're even better for you than green tea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they have higher levels of antioxidants, flavonoids, a bunch of stuff, which is really awesome for reducing your risk of chronic diseases, cardiovascular problems. They're very healthy. They have a lot of iron and calcium in them. You can generally get those of any types in Asian or other specialty markets. Handle them with care. Keep them for a couple of days at room temperature. And if you won't be eating them right away, you can put the fruits in a perforated plastic bag, refrigerate them, peel them, and eat them. Really, it's very simple. If you're getting them fresh, peel them and eat them. Or put them in a fruit platter. Or you can also put the spiky ones on someone's pillow or on someone's toilet seat.
That's
and
not very
scare
nice.
The bejeebers out of them. They're freaky looking.
They are
honestly.
Freaky looking.
They're just, it's ridiculous. Next, we want to introduce our clarification segment. Please, Marcus, if you would, do your thing.
And now it's time for a moment of clarification.
Listen, I know you're tired of the whole cupcake thing. I am. You think it's played out, right? If you talk to those people who line up around the block, standing in line waiting for 4 hours to pay $8 for a cute little pink cake with a softball-sized mound of bright pink sparkly icing, you start to get a clearer picture of the real issue. What's really going on here? Aside from the fact that almost every single one of these people is female, they talk about it like it's a way of life. Like it's a belief system. Like it's a cult. And if you are a cult cake member, you're only allowed to have friends who are cult cakers. Because people are as divided on this issue as they are on smoking. Would you like cupcake section or non-cupcake section? You'll never find a donut shop that sells cupcakes. Oh, it's unheard of. If you even say the word cupcake in a donut shop, you know, the music stops. And these things are emasculating for the men, aren't they? The three or four men you see in line at a cupcake place, you can see them. They have their heads hanging down and they're kind of hiding so no one will see them picking up the cupcakes for their girlfriends. And those cult cakers really stick together, too. They all get together for cult cake parties with a build-your-own-icing bar and sprinkle buffet and pick your own cute little frilly girly estrogen-filled candy topper. Well, enjoy it while you last, you hopped up on food dye, sugar rushed, muffin top cult cakers. Cupcakes are having a moment that will soon be over. Soon, big, heavy, buttery, manly brownies are taking over. As soon as these lines aren't around the corner anymore, these places won't be able to pay their rent. And who's going to move in next? That's right. Wait until perfectly normal, manly men are standing in line around the block to get a nice, brick-sized maple bacon brownie with a nice, hefty, plain, unlogoed white mug full of black coffee. Yeah! Women won't be hanging out at bars anymore. They'll head straight to the line at the brownie shop because brownies are great, and the men who eat them are straight. Can I get a little slow clap here?
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.